It's Wednesday, November the 18th, and it's you're tuned in snacks. To the TNW podcast. I'm Vince.
I'm Bugsnax.
And this is the Geek Chic Culture Show, where we talk about all the cool things in the whole wide world.
Like Bugsnax.
No more Bugsnax. We don't need that. You do not need to curse the audience with that information.
Kind of snack.
We are in the next generation of video games.
No. We are in the current generation of video games.
Yes, look forward to the next 5 to 6 years.
Now all of your PlayStation 4s are retro and worthless.
Yes. Good.
I'm glad.
That's how it should be. Gotta get rid of this fucking behemoth soon. Assuming I could buy a PlayStation.
I don't think you might get lucky. You got kind of a horse show up your ass when it comes to new technology.
Yeah, I'll get one.
But
I'm guaranteed I'll get one.
One will have fallen off the back of a truck. And then...
Sure. I might have to, you know, steal one.
You might have to drive a souped up Civic underneath a pickup truck. Or underneath an 18-wheeler.
I mean, wouldn't be the first time.
It was in the 2000s. It's pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, I could do that. I had that car. So, yeah. Well, if you all got your Xboxes and your PlayStations.
I'm jealous.
Congratulations.
All these people are playing Bugsnax.
Actually, no. You might be right. They might be playing Bugsnax.
Yeah, that sounds great.
The weird thing about everyone who's bought a current gen console.
Yeah.
Is no one's playing anything new.
Yeah, just as every single fucking
No. But it's weird. It's like when you bought a previous gen console or like a new gen console, you would always buy like one game at least.
Yeah.
But like no one has bought a new game. Everyone is just playing their PS4 games this time.
Isn't Miles Morales only on PS5?
Yeah, I guess so. No, it's on PS4.
Oh, so it's like the transition from like Xbox to 360.
Yeah, but okay. It's like because now PlayStation shows you if you're on your PS5 or your PS4.
Oh.
And I'm looking and I'm like, what's someone playing? Destiny 2.
Hell yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, what?
What? What?
I heard they have a new pose in Destiny 2 where you take out two pistols and dubs infinitely fly out from behind you, John Woo style.
Ooh, wow. Yeah, but it's just so weird. And I'm looking on Xbox. What's everyone playing on Xbox? Forza 4.
Hell yeah.
Gears 5. Like, none of these games are new. The Halo Master Chief Collection.
Yeah, I'm starting to feel that, like, the console generation thing is becoming less and less important.
Like, it's wild. Like, because I know a lot of people who bought it. Like, the only people who are playing new games are like, yo, I bought the NBA 2K1. But, like, people who do that, I'm like, I don't even count you. Like, you don't matter to me.
Get out of here.
Like, my cousin did that. And I'm like, whatever. You're playing NBA. Who cares?
Did you even buy the PS5 version?
Yeah. Actually, I heard a wild story saying that.
I guess Demon's Souls accounts.
Okay, fine.
Godfall's on PC.
Yeah, but I don't think I know anybody who bought a PS5 is playing Demon's Souls.
Really?
I don't know anybody who has a PS5 is also playing Demon's Souls.
Bugsnax?
No. The thing, though, that I heard, the funny story I saw was people who bought PS5s, if you bought that new Call of Duty, if you buy the complete package, it defaults to downloading the PS4 version.
Mm-hmm. Why?
I don't know. So if you're on your PS5 and you just like choose yes, download all,
mm-hmm.
and you play Call of Duty, the new one.
You're playing the PS4 version.
You're not playing the PS5.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Why?
It's what a story, huh? Like,
that's so dumb.
Yeah, so you have to go in and select the PS5 version.
And then download it again?
Yes.
Oh my god.
Yeah. That's wild.
Okay.
That's Vigi Games.
Well, I guess, what is this? I just saw this headline right now when I was looking that up. Apparently, there are cross-gen PlayStation exclusives.
What?
You ever hear that? Cross-gen exclusives?
Cross-gen. I guess Spider-Man would be one.
Yeah, I've never heard of that until right now.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
Weird.
All right, well, there you go. Yeah.
And apparently the head of Sony won't say if God of War Ragnarok is only PS5 or not.
Oh, I'm sure it's only PS5. There's...
What if it's not?
Nah, that's gotta be.
What if it's cross-gen exclusive?
I don't know why, like, people would be butthurt if that's only PS5.
Like, yeah.
You gotta just take it.
Mm.
Just take it, right?
Buy the console.
Yeah, dude, like, we're there. Get out. I don't care if you got a good wicked deal on your PlayStation. It's last you 5 years. Move on.
okay.
Move the fuck on with your life. All right, okay. Don't worry, I feel the same way about iPhone users who have, like, the iPhone 4. Like, it's not supported anymore. I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It's been 6 years.
Yeah, my phone just stopped being supported, and I'm so... Come on.
Move on with the times, man.
No, it still works.
Anyways, let's just go. Question to chew on. Paul Chu writes in.
So, what's up?
It's been alluded in various episodes, but okay. What are some good examples where a limited budget was actually better than an unlimited one? Maybe some examples where the creators were forced to be more creative and ultimately make a better product, story, etc. Though these are all subjective, since you guys are the hosts of TNIB, we will take them all as gospel.
Damn straight.
Yes.
Damn straight. I love being referred to as a god.
I don't think he said we were a god.
Yeah, but we write the gospel. And who writes the gospel? Gods.
Do they?
I don't know. I want to be
I thought the disciples did it because they write down the words.
Oh, we're disciples? God. Oh man.
Yeah.
Oh man. I don't know. I can think of like movies. Like Donnie Darko.
Okay.
There's a Japanese movie called One Cut of the Dead that's really good. And that had a really low budget. Pacific Rim had a big budget. What am I thinking of?
That Transformers movie, I think, was
Michael Bay is zero budget. No budget. Yeah, there's a lot of like good. Well, Undertale is like a perfect example of that, where it's made by one person, it's all 2D, it's got a low overhead, and it's made one of the most groundbreaking games ever. Neither of us has played, but we're in the minority here. Like that shit, when that game came out, it won. Yeah. GameFAQs is like best game period.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah. I guess we should.
Right. That. It's definitely something we should play.
Yeah. Okay.
Doki Doki Literature Club is literally free, and it's the only visual novel I can actually get through, and I think it's good.
Mm.
There's a lot of good examples.
Okay, I got some examples.
Go.
I think I had a TV show or movie related one, but I probably don't anymore. But I'm going to go with, for some games, a classic example. I'm going to go with
Tetris.
When Square Enix famously does, you know, their Final Fantasy games big budget.
Yeah.
Or Kingdom Hearts big budget. But sometimes they have a side project. And they're like, you go play in the corner with this tiny little money we give you.
Yeah.
And small team. And they're like, all right, we crank out Bravely Default.
Yeah.
And you're like, shit. They win.
Here, let me give you another indie darling. Minecraft.
Oh, yeah. Okay, sure. Lego. Lego.
Minecraft. Like, it is a multi-billion dollar thing now.
Yeah.
But it never used to be. It was a fucking Java game.
Yeah. That's true. The other one I'll say is when Monster Hunter World was in development, the B team made Monster Hunter Generations, which was famously just recycled components.
And that shit's awesome.
And that was a great game.
It's the best version of that generation of Monster Hunter.
Yeah, like almost nothing about that game was new. Like it all was just like...
And nothing about that game was bad.
Yeah, it was awesome. They just added like one... Or like
the styles.
Yeah, they added that and they're like, and we'll give you everything else.
Yeah. I think TJ can get behind this one.
What?
Hollow Knight.
That's an indie game.
Yeah.
That's a great game.
That's a fucking fantastic game and has nowhere near the budget of any AAA game.
That's that indie game special.
Exactly.
That indie game special. But I mean, like, you could say all indie games fall into that category.
Yeah. But, those are good examples. Like, if the guy for Hollow Knight had $1 billion to just work on it for 5 years, like, that game would be completely different. It might not even be the thing people love.
Yeah, maybe. Right. Maybe. Could be. Or it could be better. Could be better.
Death by Degrees featuring Nina from the Tekken series. No.
Nah, I'm gonna stop you there. I'm gonna go with no.
YouTube in general? Like, the concept of, like, people making it on YouTube. Like, the best YouTubers are always the ones where you're like, oh yeah, it's just some dude doing stuff. Like, eventually they'll gain popularity and they'll become big, but like I still hear the internet fawn over the early days of PewDiePie, right? Like the original Amnesia Let's Player.
Oh yeah, that's right. That was him.
Hmm.
He did that.
Like there's just PewDiePie. Like, even though it's weird to say, because it's not like, there's a difference between like being able to have the budget and choosing not to, rather mm-hmm. than I can't have the budget, so I have to work within it.
Yeah.
Right. And like, maybe it's kind of cheating if it's like, oh, I don't have the budget anyway, so it has to be low budget. Like, maybe yep. that doesn't count as an example, but
yep.
That's still like the thing. Like, oh, I'm going to do something to, okay, this movie, I'm only going to use handheld shots, no dollies, no whatever. Like, that's going to bring in a certain level of creativity that you wouldn't get otherwise, because mm-hmm. you have to work around all these problems that you would normally do with a dolly.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. I thought I had another example, but I don't.
Do you have any like real life examples where like you didn't have the budget for something, or having money to buy something would have made it easier, but then you found a workaround? Oh, sorry. You just loaded Mr. Moneybags over here.
No. I'm like, what? Did I have to make something?
Not to make something, but you had to like figure out an idea that involved it being free or cheap or something, like using your creativity to get out of a problem where money could have got you out of the problem.
You mean like life hacks?
Yeah, like a life hack. You got any life hacks?
I don't know if I'd call them life hacks. It's more just like I do it myself.
Yeah.
Right? That's not really a life. That's not really like being creative. Okay, that's just fair. Not being lazy.
Yeah. Do I pay to get my oil changed or I just buy oil?
Yeah.
I guess that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't really count. That's just like being cheap.
Yeah.
Or it depends how you value time, because time is money, right? So, like, when you don't have a lot of money, but you got a lot of time, you do the shit yourself. But if you got a lot of money and no time, you get someone else to do it for you.
When I come back, this thing better be filled with oil. I don't know how cars work. I just need it to go.
Yeah, so that's how that works. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. There's just always a lot of stuff that I feel that is stuck in my memory always comes from like lower budget things, or majority comes from like lower budget things, where it's the AAA games that I remember are still awesome, but I don't, it's not left with like such reverence, I guess.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah. Like I'm just more like, if a game is good, then the game is good.
Most of my favorite like video games on the PS2 are from Clover. And they're like, they were Capcom's C team.
Yeah. Yeah, fair enough.
So yeah.
Yeah.
You like all those fucking sci-fi shows too. Like what, like Babylon 5 and whatever?
Yeah, but I don't like, I think they're just more like regular. I wouldn't call them like,
That's not low budget.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Like, they're just regular stuff. Like, the only big budget sci-fi shows are really Star Trek and this new Mandalorian. But everything else, I would say, is kind of just like in the mid range. Like, they're not like struggling to survive. Well, maybe they are. I don't know.
Maybe they're eating ramen packs on set.
I don't know.
What's the craft catering? Mr. Noodles, deal with it.
Could be. Yeah, probably. Anyways, yeah, thanks for writing in, Paul.
Thanks, Paul.
There you go.
I got to start reading these ahead of time so I can get better examples.
Okay. You do that.
Maybe I will. Maybe I will.
Let's talk about some things that happened this week.
Vince.
Yo.
How's your BMs? Ooh. Have you been tracking your BMs?
I'm trying to think now. No.
For the listeners out there who don't know what a BM is, we're talking about bowel movements.
Yes.
You haven't been tracking your bowel health.
What do you mean by tracking? Like, I know what time of day I go, and I usually know
the amount. But like what's like the consistency?
Are you like on what's the color?
What's on the on the Bristol stool chart? You know where you're kind of sitting at?
Yeah, we're like a 3 or 4. Like a
3 or 4. Yeah, you're in the healthy range. That's good. Yeah. That's good. What if there was an easier way for you to track your poop? What if there was an anime way for you to track your poop?
Excuse me?
Yes. So in Japan, they've released a phone game. You remember like Kantai collection, the boat girls?
Yeah.
Remember that stuff?
Yeah.
What if there were like Unko girls?
What?
Yeah. There's a game called Unkore, and they have anthropomorphized bacteria that live in your intestinal system. And while you're on the toilet, you play this game. Defeat monsters, you know, while you're pooping, doing stuff. And then you track what your poop looks like.
Oh.
And then it rewards you for having a healthy colon.
Okay, that's not as weird as I thought it was gonna be.
But what if all your anime girl look like that? What's your favorite intestinal bacteria, Vince? Who's your waifu? Who's your intestinal bacteria waifu?
I don't know, man. I don't got an answer. I cannot answer this question.
I saw this news story was sent to me, and I was just like, this is fantastic. I love Japan. They keep doing such weird.
That's wild.
Yeah. It's hilarious. There's no English version, so good luck.
Because we needed that.
Yeah, I need it. I need to check my colon health. Report that shit to my doctor.
So what I thought you were going to tell me is that, like, when you're done, you stood up, you don't flush, you turn around, it's an AR game in the toilet.
Oh, you got to take a picture of your shit? No.
No, you don't take it's live.
And you got to fight stuff on your poop.
Yeah.
You know what? That'd be pretty good.
No.
That'd be pretty good. But yeah, it's a free app. If you have access to the Japanese app store, go for it. But I didn't realize that there was a trailer for it. We could watch it later. But yeah, Unkore.
It's okay.
UNKORE.
Okay.
Go for it. Great. Track it, baby.
Yeah.
Last week I talked about Capcom and their massive fucking hack. They got like 1 terabyte of data from employees and whatever.
Hell yeah.
It's not just employee data that they got. They also got business plans, baby.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. So there was a couple leaks that came out. One of them actually is Monster Hunter Rise might be getting a PC port.
The fuck?
Yeah. Because World did so well, so they're thinking of bringing that to PC, and that's never been announced. But I think the one that I'm most excited about is, do you remember Dai Gakuten Saibon? The great Ace Attorney that was released in Japan on the 3DS, and it was set like during like Japan medieval times, pretty much.
Oh, yeah.
That apparently they are bringing both of those games to the Switch next year.
Oh.
And it's going to come in like a complete pack.
What's in it? What else, just those two? Or is it gonna come with something else? Or?
It's like those two and like maybe some like extra art cards. But there was only two.
I just don't think they're gonna pack in with like Miles Edgeworth.
That'd be pretty cool. If they brought out like the Miles Edgeworth 2 that didn't come out here, that'd be sick too. Yeah. But so far, this package is just Dai Gakuten Saibon 1 and 2.
Okay.
There was some other stuff about Resident Evil Village. It's supposed to launch April next year, according to these leaks.
Village.
Yeah, there's gonna be a online component where the code name is called Dominion. So maybe some sort of like, I don't know, like maybe some multiplayer, some like Capture the Flag type shit, King of the Hill type shit.
Sure.
There's gonna be a bunch of collector's editions, extra DLC packs and stuff. They have like translated PowerPoints. There's a lot of stuff. The leaks are fucking everywhere. I got my stuff from a website called Tech Raptor, but there's a whole bunch of leaks that are coming from this hack.
Okay.
And it sounds pretty exciting. I think one of the funniest ones was like, oh, they're working on Street Fighter 6. And it's like, yeah, no shit, bitch. Like, is Activision working on Call of Duty? No way. But it's cool. There's a lot of cool things that apparently are coming, rumored to come from Capcom.
Well, let's hope so.
Let's hope so. Speaking of collections, Neo 2 and Neo 1 are being quote-unquote remastered for the PS5. They will come in a package in February.
Wow.
That will be Neo 1 and 2 with all the DLC. I love Neo. Both of those games. They're good. More people should play them.
Okay.
And apparently if you have the games, I think you get a free... it's not a free upgrade. If you have been playing the games on the PS4, there's cross-generation save transfer.
But you can't upgrade.
I don't know if you get a free upgrade. That's the one I'm still unsure about.
That sucks.
But yeah, you can play Neo 2 and Neo on your PS5 and everything's there. They are good Diablo games.
All right.
What else is there's a quick one with Ubisoft. Apparently there was a like hostage situation at Ubisoft Montreal where a bunch of people were pictured on top of the roof of Ubisoft Montreal. They thought there was like an active shooter within the building and stuff like that. but then it turns out that it was all fake.
Fuck.
Yeah. It was, like, straight up fake information. Like, people were saying, like, oh, there's a hostage situation, and then the cop showed up, and, like, nothing was going
on. Okay.
This one's a mystery to me. The cop showed up. They said there was no threat identified. But, yeah, on Friday, there was, like, some local news and some Ubisoft employees on social media saying that there was, like, police in the area and workers were evacuating, and then a bunch went to the roof, and then without researching it or making sure that they had official word, like, people, like, the news was like, hey, there's totally, like, there's totally hostage situations going on at Ubisoft Montreal, because that's what it looked like from the top.
Okay.
It was weird.
It
was weird. But then the last one is continuing on the Twitch DMCA stuff.
Yeah.
So I was talking about it before. The all these Twitch creators are starting to have to delete their VODs because of DMCA stuff. Another thing I learned is that even though people have deleted VODs, there are certain VODs that, like, happened years ago that creators don't have access to but are still on the Twitch server.
Yeah.
And those get DMCA'd.
Oh.
And they can't actually delete it because it doesn't exist within their profile.
Oh, weird.
So that's still getting DMCA'd. But the funniest one I saw this week was people are getting DMCA'd for sound effects that have been used in video games.
Whoa.
Yeah. So obviously when you make a game, you don't, like, these people aren't doing Foley work for every single sound effect in their game. They're buying, like, sound libraries, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
For example, this one guy did a VR stream.
Yes.
And he was DMCA'd for clock, grandfather strikes 12 sound effect from Doctor Sound Effects.
Oh, shit.
Like, it's getting ridiculous now.
You gotta get in while the getting's good.
I guess, man, because I don't know how,
like, before these rules get put in place, claim all this shit.
It's crazy. And Twitch came out, they came out with, like, a whole, like, a apology, being like, sorry, this is something we should have handled and all this stuff and blah blah blah. And after about, like, a 4-tweet chain, nothing happened. They had no idea, like, how to solve it. They've had no recommendations other than deletion. They apologized and did nothing.
Damn.
So Twitch and DMCA is in a very hilarious position right now.
Damn.
And it's great to just watch streamers be like, this company is fucking incompetent.
Wow.
Homie got copyright struck for a grandfather clock.
That sucks.
Oh, this guy got he got hit for fucking insect chirps.
Wow.
Bird and insect noises. One guy got hit for wind.
Damn.
There's a wind sound effect that got DMCA'd.
I heard, like, this is not on Twitch, but it could be, like, the YouTuber, like, what's happening on YouTube, where when the same thing happens to you, your video becomes unmonetized. Like, you can keep it up.
Yeah.
But it'll be unmonetized.
They don't have that option on Twitch.
But YouTube, even if your video gets unmonetized, like, you can't earn money.
Yeah.
YouTube can still earn money off.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, that's why not? Wild. Socialism for me, hardcore capitalism for we.
Yeah, like, wow.
It's
good to know.
It's wild. Like, I really don't like the future of, like, free, like, contract freelancer is your job, but also, like, YouTube and stuff isn't, like, a normal job, right? It's usually, like, if you do make money, it's something on the side, and stuff like that. But it's crazy out there. This whole, like, field of employment is, like, definitely showing that, like, hey, our current laws do not know how to handle this shit.
Yeah. Now that the internet really is, like, a basic human right.
Yeah.
Like, it's tough. Like, they got to change the laws to apply to it.
Like, the digital, the DMCA's Digital Millennium Copyright Act.
Yeah.
Like, that shit was built before this type of usage of the internet was a thing.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. And they're archaic now.
Yeah.
And I kind of don't have hope when you see, like, American Congress talk to Mark Zuckerberg about Facebook. It's like, what exactly do you do? What are you? We're a data company. What does that mean? It's like, bitch, what are you talking about? What does it mean? You give away your data all the time. This shit's important. What the fuck? You're leading us?
Yeah.
Or you're leading the people down below us? Yeah. What the fuck? Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy. There needs to be some sort of workaround here. It's insane.
Yeah.
I got one last one. It's we missed the Game Awards last year. We missed crowning our video game king of the podcast.
We did, yeah.
But we will do it this year.
Okay.
But I wanna save these awards for the end of the show. And we'll go from there so we can just focus on it.
All right. Well then I'll go into my picks. Mine are three simple ones. First up, the Grand Tour is back after a year long hiatus.
Yeah.
As you may or may not have known, they've moved to a special only format where they don't have a show, like a weekly show anymore. Yes. They just do specials. Their latest one, I believe, finished filming earlier this year, got finished editing around May, and has just been in Amazon's hands for the past 6 months, waiting for the right day to release it.
Okay.
And Amazon has said, okay, December 18th is the day, and it is their Madagascar special. So if you enjoy the original Top Gear trio doing dumb things with cars...
It's the only thing I want to see them do, is dumb things with cars. I mean,
here you go.
And occasionally I want to see the Stig drive fast.
Yeah, so like it's coming back December 18th. Look forward to it. I'm looking super forward to it. China.
What do they do? What did they do now?
Nothing. But... Monster Hunter, the movie, had a trailer for the Chinese audience.
Ooh, okay.
And China being China, they got to show things to appeal to the Chinese market. So typically, their trailers that get shown in Asia versus the ones that get shown here in America are vastly different.
Yeah, they cut a lot differently.
Yeah, like here in America, it's all about suspense and building and teasing you.
Yeah.
In China, it's like, we're just going to show you the good stuff. Now get into these seats.
Yeah. Show me good stuff, and then I will go and watch that good stuff again.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so which that's the culture difference. I don't get that. Like, why would you want to see all the cool shit?
Yeah. It's like, oh, fuck. That's the climax of the film. Now I got to go watch it. Now I got
to go watch how it gets there. That's like people who read the last page of a book and then read the book. It's like, bitch, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. I used to do that as a kid. I read the last sentence.
And you're like, how do I get here?
And I'm like, who's Adam?
What is this? I need this mystery to be solved.
But so there's a trailer here, and it shows up a couple different things. I think the big piece is Nursilla. They show off.
Yeah, they show the spider biatch.
Yeah, and they're showing how that's how they take down the Diablos.
They show a lot. They show a lot.
And then they just name drop monsters.
Yeah.
And they show the big bad monster.
They basically show the middle of the film where they're planning on how to beat certain monsters. And it's like, why?
Yeah, yeah. But needless to say, the movie still looks, like, pretty good.
I think it looks really good, to be honest. Like, it's campy kind of just like Monster Hunter is. Mm-hmm. And they're authentic enough to the game where I'm like, oh, shit, they have the jaw blade.
Yeah.
Like, they got a lot of stuff going on.
The big kicker, though, is that, like, after the... Or, like, the final teaser of this trailer is they just, they're like, yo, we got Palicos.
Yeah.
And it's like, what?
Wait, why?
But, okay, I guess you serious. So, there you go. Monster Hunter has some Palicos. So, the movie's looking cool. This comes out next month?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to rent out that theater?
I guess we don't have a choice. We really don't have a choice.
Let's go.
Yeah. So, that's that. And then my final pick is, Justice League, the Snyder Cut, got a trailer being released on HBO Max.
They just ripped off the fucking Watchmen with that song, man.
So, I'll be honest with you, I can't remember much of Justice League.
I remember the scene where the Flash is running around Superman, and then Superman looks at him.
Yeah, I can't remember how much of this trailer is actually old, how much is new, but it still feels like a movie I've seen before.
Yeah.
So, that's my opinion.
So, this is like... This Snyder Cut is the equivalent of, like...
Lord of the Rings.
The Lord of the Rings extended cut, right?
Yeah.
It's like a four-hour movie.
I hope so. Have you heard him talk? He's like, my ideal cut would actually be two parts.
What?
Like, all black and white.
All black and white?
Yeah, just what? Sucking the color
what a out of hipster. A
comic book movie.
What a hipster.
How poetic.
No.
Yeah, that's his ideal cut.
What? Okay.
Yeah. And then those be it. Those be the picks.
All right.
Suck a dick. Okay.
No, what? Why are you gonna... what? What did I do to deserve that? What the fuck? I'm just listening to you tell interesting stories.
No,
here.
No, I'm talking to the audience.
Why would you berate them?
They're... Because they need their... They were waiting this whole time. Like, they haven't talked about dicks yet.
They haven't talked about dicks yet. It's been like 10 episodes where they talk about dicks.
Yeah.
What did you do this week?
Oh, yeah, this week. Stuff.
That's it?
So, okay, no, this week was pretty exciting to watch in the Formula One world.
You kept posting about stuff, but I wasn't paying attention. I don't know
what Lewis happened. Hamilton won his 7th Drivers' Championship this past weekend.
So what does that mean? Give me a context here.
He has as many titles as Michael Schumacher.
Oh my god.
But he has more race wins, more pole positions, and he basically has more of every other stat.
Except for
championships.
Wow.
So he is statistically the most successful driver.
That's wild.
And the race he did it at was like one of those just... it was wild.
Okay.
Because it was the race where, whether you were a fan of him or not, whether you would say like, oh, so he's only winning because he has the fastest car or whatnot, like, you could not deny that he deserved to win that day. It was like, I think this whole year, like, just for context, like that. So first of all, the Mercedes is black, right?
Yeah.
And it's the like unbelievably quick. Like it's got like a second on the field. And so it's like referred to as the big black Mercedes.
Mm-hmm.
And every race this far, they've always had pole position and they've pretty much won all the races except for like two. This race. Guess where Mr. Lewis Hamilton qualified? Remember, he's always on first.
8th.
Pretty close. He qualified 6th.
Okay.
So, like, and he was 2 seconds off the pole time.
Oh, wow.
So, like, he was pretty far back. His teammate in the equally fast car qualified 9th. So, their car was nowhere. And then during the race happened. And for half the race, I don't know how much you've been keeping up, but Ferrari have not had a good car this year.
No, I haven't kept up at this year at all.
Yeah, okay. Well, Ferrari they've made a shitbox this year. They are not a top team this year.
Okay.
And Sebastian Vettel is the slower of their two drivers.
Oh, wow.
Like, he is no good.
Okay.
Lewis Hamilton got stuck behind Sebastian Vettel.
Oof.
For half the race. And he was in 6th the whole race.
Okay.
For half the race. It was also raining and stuff. But then he just pulled some fucking magic.
So this is something like some movie shit. Like, they're gonna make a film about this.
Yeah, so 60 laps, the first 35, Lewis Hamilton is nowhere. It's a race he should not have won.
Yeah.
It's a race that like people are like, what the fuck happened to Mercedes?
Yeah.
They are crap. Like, if you thought Lewis Hamilton's day was bad, his teammate spun 6 times and was dead last.
Damn.
And remember, they're supposedly the fastest car.
Yeah.
It's raining, but it's raining like it's very lightly. And so they're on their wet weather tires.
Mm-hmm.
So Lewis Hamilton decides to pull some bullshit. And he said, whereas the track is drying up and normally switch from wets to dry, the way a wet tire works is it's the same compound as a dry, it just has tread on it to dispense water, whereas a dry tire is all smooth.
To dispense water? It's got water in it?
No. To when you're moving along the...
Isn't it dispersed water?
Dispersed, yeah, okay. Yes. Oh, yeah. Dispersed, yes. So what he did, while everyone else pitted, he was like, whatever. He just overheated his tires, and he burned the tread off of his tire.
Fuck off, this is some anime shit.
He burned it off.
This is some anime
so
shit.
So that he ended up with slick tires.
Oh, my God.
And then he became the fastest car. He beat everybody by... half a minute, and then he lapped his teammate in the same car.
What the fuck?
And he won. He won the race. He won the championship. Everyone was just like,
how'd he do that?
All right, buddy, you're the GOAT. We get it. All right, fuck it.
What? Yeah,
everyone was just like, how?
That's some, like, red line shit. What?
How? How did he do it?
He is Captain Falcon.
Yeah, it was just like, wait, what? He did what? And it was like, to watch it live, it was just wild, like, seeing it. Because you're like, this guy's not going to win. Like,
yeah, he's just out, over and out.
Yeah, it's like, we get it. You have enough points to secure the championship, but you're just going to, like, cross to the finish. Be like, nah, I'm going for the win.
Yeah, but what if I just won?
Yeah, he's like, what if I just pulled bullshit out of a hat and crushed everyone? Yeah.
For the couple of years I've been following, like, the sport, he has never been the person to be like, oh, I'll just win off points. He's like, no, I'm going to win.
Yeah. He's like, I'm winning this one. Yeah. And he totally did it. And it was one of probably like one of his greatest races. It was just like, I can't believe it.
Burn the tread off.
Oh my God. So when they parked the car, they're like, holy shit, his tires are smooth.
So how did he do it? Did he just run it super hard? Did he burn out in corners? Like,
and I don't know what he did, because he just burned them enough so that
it was just flat.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Yeah. It was something else. But it was cool to see.
Okay.
It really was an anime moment. You're like, wow. That was wild. So cool. Congrats to him. Yeah, that's that. I don't think I watched more of The Mandalorian.
Yeah.
The show was pretty cool. I like it a lot.
That's what I've been hearing.
It's pretty cool. The most recent episode 3, pretty damn cool.
I haven't seen any memes coming from it lately, but I've been hearing good things.
Yeah, there have... Oh, you... No, hold on. Oh, that's because, you haven't seen any frog memes?
No.
Okay, well, that's okay. Don't worry about it.
All right.
Oh, yeah, so The Mandalorian's still pretty cool. And I'm still playing a lot of Apex Legends.
Yeah, you've been playing a lot of that. I keep seeing you on it, and... Like, I wanted to join last week, but, like, I had a paper due.
Mm-hmm.
I
was just like, I can't. So, last week I complained about different currencies.
Yeah.
Because there's too many currencies.
It's 3 currencies.
4.
4 currencies. And only 3 of them matter.
Yes. And only 2 of them you can buy.
Yes.
I also didn't realize there's, like, multiple level signifiers in this game.
What do you mean?
Like, there's your level.
Yeah.
Like, your actual rank.
Yes.
There's your ranked rank.
Yes.
And then there's your battle pass rank.
Yeah, but battle pass rank is personal to you only.
Yeah, that's true. But like when you see different ranks go up, you're like, wait, what?
Which one?
Caring about? So for context, I'm battle pass rank 32.
Yes.
My actual rank is 40. And my ranked rank is silver 3. If that makes sense.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
So your player level, like how long you've been playing is 30 something.
Yeah. Like 30, what? Yeah. 39? Yeah. Maybe 40? 41? Yeah.
And then your battle pass
is 31.
Is at level 31.
But my rank is silver 3.
But what level treasure rank are you?
Oh, I have no
fucking. Where you unlock comic pages?
2 or 3.
Okay. Free to play games, man.
Yeah. That game's still pretty good.
How do you like the new map? Because I ended up playing some too.
I still like King's Canyon better.
King's Canyon is, I think that's a general consensus, yeah.
Like, this map is alright. I just don't like how it's just so, like, open.
Yeah. I was telling you what we're eating, but, like, all my favorite characters are just garbage. Like, playing Winston or playing, is that her name? I just keep saying Winston, but I keep thinking it's an Overwatch character.
No, I think it is Winston.
Is it Winston?
Yeah.
Yeah, the girl who sets up all the electric fences.
Yeah, it's Winston.
And then what's the other one named? Caustic?
Caustic.
Watson. Sorry. Oh, Watson. It's Watson. Oh, yeah. Electricity. Watson. Get it? Yeah, so it's Watson.
Yeah.
But yeah, her and Caustic are all about like be indoors. And even when you're indoors, like, the floor difference is like, okay, I'm either on floor 1 or I'm on floor 1,000,000,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So it kind of sucks, but man, I've been playing with, like, Loba and stuff. Loba is so good. Yeah.
You know who's really good on this map?
What?
Bangalore.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, smoke?
Airstrike.
Running? Oh, airstrike, yeah.
You just want to cover a field? Like, you want to cover an escape? Just throw the airstrike out.
I was in a game the other day where I was playing Watson.
Yeah.
And we were stuck in one of the very few buildings.
Yeah.
And we were getting sieged on by like 2 teams.
Yeah.
And I put down the Watson ult.
Yeah.
So any single time someone threw like a grenade or whatever into our room, it'd just zap it.
Yeah.
And then the 2 teams got tired of throwing grenades into us because it wasn't happening, that they fought each other. And then we took out the remaining squad. It was like, oh, hell yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, no, like... The Olympus map, it definitely plays to those who are more on the sniper side.
Yeah.
Like,
you got a triple take, do you have a longbow?
Yeah.
If you have a charge rifle.
Yeah, if you got someone on your team who's like wicked at sniping, you're as good as like it's yours to lose.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I've migrated, like I'm more or less now I'm playing with the Hemlock now.
Okay.
A lot. So that's that 3 burst.
Yeah, the triple burst. Or you can change it to the 1-shot.
Yeah, but I find the Hemlock is like my go to for most scenarios, and then just R99 when I'm in your face.
Okay.
because like that's a lot easier for me.
That's a good gun, man. I can't believe it's back.
Yeah. R99.
The R99 Mastiff combo. So good.
Yeah, but you gotta be indoors.
Oh, I gotta be in that ass. Yeah, 100%.
Like, you can't, like, this map, it does not play to that gun very well. But no, it's good. Yeah, I've been playing on that Lifeline too every time I get a chance. Yeah, no, it's good. Still playing a lot of it, so I'm not bored of it yet. I don't know if I can't tell if I really want to purchase the Battle Pass.
Usually what I do with Battle Passes,
like, I want to see if I get at least a halfway.
Yeah, then buy it. If I get to a decent chunk of level,
yeah,
then I'll buy it because I instantly unlock all that other shit.
Yeah, like, I got to the point now where I think I unlocked all the skins that would come with this Battle Pass.
But did you unlock all the packs that would come with it, or all the premium currency?
No, so like, I'm at say level 30 whatever, but there's 100 levels.
Yeah,
and to be honest, I just want the one that's at level 99. It's it's a level 3 evolving skin.
That's 100.
Yeah, R99.
Yeah. And then you got to get to 110 so you can get the black version.
Yeah.
So like, I think you can buy Battle Pass rings.
You can buy 25.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But
so get to 80, 90, 85.
Yeah, but it's expensive to do that.
It's expensive. It's definitely expensive.
Yeah, it's like, because I think if you buy the Battle Pass, it's like maybe $9.
Yes, but you get up to like level 85 and you buy it, then you get all the premium currency from the premium, and then you buy yourself the rest of the way.
I guess that's true. Yeah, I never thought about that. Yeah,
pay to win, baby. Use that wallet.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I mean, like, Overwatch's holiday season is coming up, so when that happens, I might migrate back. But we'll see. But so far, like, Apex has been real good.
Okay.
I've been liking it a lot. Okay. It's, yeah, ranked is alright.
Right.
Although, ranked doesn't let me leave the match when I die, so.
It's also probably not beneficial for you to leave either. Because even, say, like, you die and that you can't respawn or whatever, if your team goes to top 3,
I know, you get those points.
You get those points.
I know.
Right?
Yeah. So. Yeah. But no, Apex is pretty good. Anything else I did this week? I don't believe I did. I'm trying to think about, like, what happened this weekend, and I cannot.
Okay.
Yeah. Nothing. Nothing fun. Just
basically, oh, sorry, you got some?
No. Oh, that's right. I bought a new car jack.
Wow.
So exciting.
Is it like hydraulic?
No. Well, I mean, like, yeah, there's like oil in there to.
Yeah, but like, is it automatic?
No. You gotta pump it yourself.
No, what?
Yo, that's 3 tons. Cost me $300.
That's what? What? Is it gold?
Man. It's all steel.
Oh my god.
All heavy duty.
I don't know.
I should have paid $50 more for the all black one, but I wanted the metal.
What is it? Okay, give me, what's the brand?
It's that Canadian Tire brand.
Oh, Canadian Tire.
Motomaster. Eliminator.
Moto Master. Carjack.
Yeah, then look for the Eliminator 3-ton.
This is.
You find it? What you got?
This is a heavy duty.
Heavy, exactly. It's heavy duty. Because, you know, I got those heavy duty vehicles and machinery.
Oh, Vin, I got bad news for you, baby.
Oh, no, it's on sale.
It's on sale for like half price.
No. That's not it.
What?
That's the hybrid aluminum and steel. Mine's all steel.
All steel. Okay.
Listen, I got the heavy duty one. That's just the basic one.
That's the basic bitch one.
Exactly.
Maybe that one's on sale. Maybe I'll find out.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's what I did this week.
All right.
It's been fun.
Cool. So what I've basically been hearing is that you're not playing Overwatch.
No, not right now.
It's very interesting you bring that up.
Why? Oh my god. No. No. No!
Because I may or may not.
Oh my god.
Have played 2 games of League of Legends.
Oh man. Oh man.
I only played two.
Oh my god.
I only played two.
Wait, I thought you uninstalled.
I reinstalled.
Oh my god.
Because we were on the Discord. And I was watching the boys play the league.
Yo, they're playing right now.
Listen, I got more important things right now.
9 p.m., they're playing. They're starting up a match.
So like, yeah, I was watching the boys play League, and I was like, wow, there's like all new items this season.
Oh my god!
It's like maybe I should just try them out. I should just try out the items.
Dude, what are you doing?
I needed to know. So yeah, the League's got new items this season.
Okay.
And they reworked how all the items work.
Yeah.
What they have now are different tiers of rarity.
Yeah.
So, but the ones you should care about really are mythic items,
yeah,
and legendary items.
Okay.
When you build out your character, you can only have one mythic item. So mm-hmm. you got to pick. That's the one.
Okay.
And what the mythic item does is that every other legendary item that you have, it'll give it a special augment based on the mythic.
Mm.
For the one of my jungler's fiddlesticks, I buy this thing called like the Dark Harvester, I believe.
Yes.
And its passive is it gives every other legendary item ability haste, which is like a cooldown reduction on your abilities. So once I build that one and then I have four more legendary items, I get 15 ability haste per other legendary. Right? So it adds up.
I see.
New stuff. And like there's just so many new items. There's new, like, they reworked how old items do stuff. It's a complete change of the game. Like, obviously based on two matches, I don't really have a full grasp of what each item can do, but everything seems a bit more bursty. In the game. And 80 carries kind of got a huge buff because now they do insane damage, but also have other items that will, like, stop them from being bursted. So they'll give them like a shield or more health at a certain point or stuff like that. And I can see what Riot's trying to do. They're trying to like balance out the champion skills with items.
Yep.
But man, some people got like, cool baby. So Vayne, I believe I talked about her before. After every 3 autos, she does true damage based on your max health.
Yeah.
Right? There's a new item called the Kraken Slayer,
mm-hmm.
where every 2nd auto, you do true damage based on their max health.
Okay.
So those two combined, you're doing double percentage max health damage, true damage, that cannot be, like armor does not negate it, right? So you're 3-shotting people, 2-shotting people with auto attacks.
I see.
Once you get to late game. But there are other people, like now for my Fiddlesticks, like, oh, I can build a lot of magic items that are burn damage.
Yeah.
So if I do dots or if I have like long lasting magic abilities, like it'll burn tanks with magic damage. Before, tanks were just unkillable, but now you can get them down to a pretty decent amount of health pretty quickly.
Yeah.
You're not bursting tanks, but you're taking off more than you would normally.
Okay.
So it seems pretty cool. But I think the biggest change for me, because I play in the jungle, is that they changed jungle items. So now you have, it's like Ember Knife and Frost something. But basically, after you use your ability Smite 5 times, that item gets destroyed, and you get all of the bonuses from that item permanently for the rest of the match.
Hmm.
So it frees up that item slot, you still get all the bonuses, and then you can build all your other stuff. So you're not stuck with a jungle item.
Got it.
It's cool. It's really cool. League of Legends is still toxic as fuck. I can see it being a very cool season. And what I did after I played those 2 video games, I deleted it.
Oh.
I uninstalled it again.
How big is the install for this game?
It's like 8 gigs.
Okay.
Not that bad.
All right. Just leave it installed.
No, I couldn't do it. I gotta wait until at least December, like once exams are over.
Just leave it in.
And then I'll play it for a month.
Can't hurt you.
Yeah, it can. Yes, it can.
Can't hurt you.
Yes, it can.
Can't hurt you, baby.
We'll switch over to the animated front, where this weekend my friends and I had another marathon day, but we did digitally because we're in the red, baby.
Mm-hmm.
We watched 2 Steven Spielberg produced animations.
Okay.
We watched the original Animaniacs. And we watched Freakazoid.
Freakazoid.
Do you remember Freakazoid?
No.
If I show you this picture of the guy who is Freakazoid, will it ring a bell? He's like a
superhero.
Yeah, full on red suit. It's got lightning bolt hair.
Yeah, okay, I remember.
Yeah. So I'll start with Freakazoid. Freakazoid is pretty funny because it's really meta. Like, it makes fun of
other superhero stuff,
like other superhero stuff, other cartoon stuff. Like, it makes fun of like cartoon tropes, like directors themselves. Really? Like, Freakazoid himself constantly references Steven Spielberg, who is the producer of the thing. So like, they'll have episodes where it's just like, oh, and at the end here, we have to have a learned moment and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Because Steven Spielberg eats that shit up. Like, he'll look into the camera and do stuff like that. I've never watched it as a kid, but there are definitely some jokes in here, especially with Animaniacs 2, where I wouldn't have got some of the jokes as a kid. They definitely built out they wrote this show or both these shows in order to have two separate audiences.
Huh.
But the reason the guy becomes Freakazoid is because they're like, basically Intel makes a new computer chip.
Yeah.
But there's like a weird error where if you hit a seemingly random set of keys and then press delete, it overloads the chip and it turns you into the Freakazoid because it beams all of the knowledge of all of the internet into your head.
Oh, so anybody can become Freakazoid?
Yeah, but just it happened to this guy by chance because his cat stepped on the keyboard. And then he tried to delete what the cat wrote, and then he became Freakazoid.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's really fun. Actually, I highly recommend it to, like, I don't know, even adults who like missed out on it. There's a lot of great jokes. It's really smartly written, and it's not just for kids. Like, if you have a kid, I think this will be a show that you can watch along with your kid, and your kid's gonna be laughing like, oh my god, that guy, he just hit him over the head with a frying pan style stuff. But you're going to be laughing at like some obscure culture reference or fourth wall breaking thing.
Yeah.
Right? So there's something for both of you.
Cool.
It's really good. And then Animaniacs is just a classic.
Yeah.
Everyone loves Animaniacs.
Yeah.
But rewatching that too, like, there's some stuff in here where I'm just like, yeah, I did not get that as a kid. I did not get this joke. There was like one musical reference. You remember Slappy the Squirrel?
Yep.
The really angry old lady squirrel. She makes a reference to a 1950s vibraphone player, Lionel Hampton. He's like a really good jazz musician. He plays drums and vibraphone. But all my friends were like, I don't get that. And I was like, oh my god, I understand this reference. Like, there's certain stuff that like hasn't aged very well because like the adults who would have watched it at the time would have been... And even with Slappy, like, her stuff is even older than that. So maybe the grandparents would have got those references and stuff. But both of these shows are, like, so well animated. Like, I don't remember them being this well animated.
Even, like, Looney Tunes is well animated.
Yeah, because, like, I just think of it as, like...
You've been watching anime
too long. Yeah, I've been watching anime too long. And, like, the fluidity in Freakazoid and in Animaniacs, I'm like, wow, this is...
I remember, like,
they got a budget.
When I first took my first art classes or animation classes, it would be like, I don't know why people like that Japanimation. It's
because it's all choppy. It's
so poor and poorly animated.
Yeah.
And they always bring up, like, Bugs Bunny. Like, look at all the expression in his face. I'm like, oh, I get it.
Yeah, but... I get it. And, like, the way the Animaniacs move throughout the scene and, like, everything they do. The one thing, though, is me and my friends were like, the Animaniacs are the ultimate elder gods, like, Cthulhu style. And I was like, he's like, what are you talking about? He's like, Anthony, like, this whole show, all they've been doing is making, like, physics-breaking shit happen as long as it's funny.
Yeah.
Like, there's... What was the one episode? Dot sees a painting, grabs the ink off the painting, crushes it, and makes butterflies. And I'm like, wow. These guys are stronger than Cthulhu. These guys are elder gods. Holy fuck. Like,
I mean... They're maniacs.
Yeah, and they always lose, like, the other people who try to stop them always lose because they get the zany.
Yeah.
Like, once they are infected with the zany, it's over.
Yeah.
They're the strongest D&D bosses in the world.
Yeah, they're nuts.
It's cool. I liked watching both of these shows through, like, the lens of an adult.
Mm.
Or, sorry, an adult,
in
quotes. Mm. But, I can't believe how much I enjoyed both of these shows, even now. And there's a lot of, like, classic... Was a good idea, bad idea? Do you remember that? That little mini segment in between shows, in between sketches?
No.
Yeah, where it'd just be like, this is a good idea, and he does something normally. Like, this is a bad idea.
Oh, yes,
and then something hilarious would happen.
Yeah, right? Animaniacs to me, I think I only remember Animaniacs, the squirrel.
Yeah.
The pigeons.
Oh, the good feathers. Oh my god. I forgot how great that segment of the show is.
And Pinky and the Brain.
Yeah, Pinky, that's pretty much everything.
Oh,
yeah,
is it?
Those are all the main ones. Like the stuff I'm talking about are like the small in between segments. Okay. They're the filler between Pinky and the Brain and Slappy the Squirrel.
Okay.
Right? But like there was not a single episode that I didn't laugh at, like, or there was not a joke where I was just like, that's amazing. That's hilarious. Mm. It kind of makes me want to watch the new one. There's like a 2020 revival.
Oh, really?
That I think it's out already, or it's coming out at the end of the month. I don't know when.
I mean, I'll give everything a shot, but that can't be good.
Yeah, people have been saying that it's like, it's quote unquote back for the wrong reasons. So I don't know how to take that, but man, that shit is great. So good.
Good to know.
Recommended. And then the last thing I did is some of my other friends, they got my belated birthday present in.
Yes. Because
they're waiting on COVID shipping.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That long?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I got SNK Heroines.
Oh, yeah.
The all-girls SNK fighting game.
All Tsumatu Duel.
Yeah, I got the special edition.
Oh, you got the hat.
I got the Fatal Cutie hat. Oh, looking so swag. Okay. Loving it.
Okay.
It also came with like, I think it was a pillowcase.
Of course.
And I'm like, I'm not using that. And the other one was a tank top, like an SNK tank top with Mai on it. I'm like, I'm not using that either. There's some other pins and stuff in there. It's cool, but it does come with a really nice art book.
Yep.
But actually playing the game is very simple. I think if it wasn't for the style of the game, which is scantily clad anime girls, this would be a really good game to recommend to like someone who wants to get into fighting games. Because there are basically four moves. It is punch, kick, grab, and special.
Mm.
And they're all a single button.
Mm.
Do you want to do a grab? You press circle. Do you want to press kick? You press kick a bunch and you do a string.
Oh.
Do you want to combine the string?
Yeah.
You do punches and kicks and then end it with a circle to do a special.
Okay.
And how the game works is like obviously in fighting games, you have to make your opponent's life bar go to zero.
Yeah.
But if your opponent's life bar goes to zero, it doesn't win you the round. What you have to do is while they're in critical health state, do a super special, which is just press R1. That's it. If you finish them off while they're in critical state with a super special, then you win. It's kind of like if you remember Def Jam Wrestling, those games, where you put them into the danger zone and then you do a special and then you KO them. And all these systems are like so easy, but they run together so seamlessly that it's really good, like my first fighting game.
Hmm.
It's just too bad that when you play the game, it's like, yeah, I'm on a list now.
Yes, you are. Like washed by the government.
Pretty much, yeah. It's definitely not something I could recommend to everybody.
It's okay.
It'd be like, hey, do you watch anime? Yeah, I want to get into fighting games. Okay, just play SNK Heroines on the DL. There's also a tag system because you pick two people. So you can switch between two different characters. You can switch them in mid combo if you're good enough. So there is still some depth to it. But I think my favorite thing is that as you lose life, the part of your life bar that got taken away is now replaced as more super bar.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So the lower you are in health, the more supers you can do and special moves you can do.
Wasn't Street Fighter 4 like that?
Street Fighter 4 had ultra. So the more damage you took, the more your ultra bar
filled. Oh, right. You couldn't use your ultra bar for anything except your ultra.
Except for your ultra.
But you're saying it's like the super bar.
Yeah. So you can use it for your super special. You can use it for powered up super moves. So you can have access to more combos, right? Mid combo switching and tagging and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah.
It's fun. It's really good.
This is on the Switch?
I got the PS4 version.
Okay.
But it is also on the Switch. Okay. It is really good, but it is definitely still... Yes. Oh, look, Mai is dressed up as a cow. Bikini. Look, Nakaruru, who I think canonically is like 16, is like sexy vampire.
Whoa.
And it's like, oh.
Now she's immortal.
It's a little, I don't know. It's true, she's immortal. She's maybe 1,000 years old. Who knows?
1,600 years
old. God damn it. Yeah, so they have a good cast of characters from just SNK's past. I think a couple originals. And then the DLC I haven't bought, but they have like female Skullamania, Miss X, which is like an obscure pull from SNK Gal Fighters for the Neo Geo Pocket Color, mm-hmm. where it's just Iori. Like, it's not even female Iori, it's just Iori. And I think, what is it? They have the Samurai Showdown character. Who's the Night Girl in Samurai Showdown? She has the rapier.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, they have her.
Okay.
But I was so surprised when playing it. I was like, yeah, if this didn't look like a barf of rainbow colors and scantily clad women, this would be a really good, like, simple fighting game to play at parties and stuff.
Good to know.
Yeah. And then, the rest of it was just me finishing my paper.
Ooh.
Yeah.
There's the story.
Yeah. I wrote 2,500 words on the telegraph, baby. God.
I mean, I built out some spreadsheets, but okay.
Yeah. Sure. Yo, the telegraph's dope.
Okay.
Telegraph's so cool. All
right.
But unless do you want to hear about the telegraph?
Not particularly.
Okay, then I got nothing else. That's my way. Hopefully, I forgot that I had pre-ordered Like a Dragon.
Have you still not opened it?
I opened it today.
To smell it?
I might have gave it a sniff. I might have. But just to install it, because right now I'm kind of back into normal school schedule.
Okay.
So as long as I like chug out work in the beginning of the week, I could probably have a couple days at the end of the week.
Is it
like
does it have like a day one patch and all this stuff you have to do, or
yeah, it does. Okay. Yeah, it does.
Then yeah, you probably were never gonna play it anyway.
Yeah. So I was just gonna I'm gonna get through all my homework this week, hopefully play some.
Games are so complicated.
I know. What was the other one I installed? And that was the Gal Fighters patch.
Okay.
That was it. Yeah. But that was the thing. So there's a free DLC for Like a Dragon.
Yeah.
It's 10 gigs.
Okay.
Guess what it is?
Free DLC for Like a Dragon.
Free DLC. It adds new gameplay features for you to do while you're out about in the town. 10 gigs. What do you think it could be?
Who makes this game again?
Who makes this game? It's
Sega.
Sega, but it's like the Yakuza team. It's like their own separate offshoot.
Sega. Did they put in Virtual Fighter 5 in the game?
No.
What?
They put in 10 gigs worth of pachinko machines.
Oh. That's why?
I don't know. I guess they put it in as like not everyone's gonna play pachinko, so in order to like bring down the initial install, like we're just gonna make it free DLC.
Yeah.
So if you really want that full Nihon experience, you can just download free patchy slot stuff. But it adds three pachinko machines.
That's it?
It's 10 gigs.
What?
Yeah.
What are you downloading? An algorithm how much you can win?
I guess. I don't know. These better be the highest res pachinko machines I've ever seen in my life.
God, I hope so. Jesus. Wow. Okay. All right.
So yeah, I left that to install and I came here.
Cool.
So yeah, that's been my week. I know we still have the Game Awards nominees,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if you want to do that now or as like a separate episode.
Let's just do now.
All right. Why not? As normal, we will go through. We're not going to vote on every single Game Awards list because there are certain things that we do not give a shit about.
Yeah.
But the ones we do, we'll vote on. Okay. We will go through all of them and we'll pick. But do you have the sheet open? Are you ready to bring these down?
What sheet?
I don't know. Usually write down our picks. What we've locked in.
Right.
Or do you want me to do it?
No, I could do it. Okay, let me just call this up somewhere. I'm sure that this will happen. So, how many categories are there?
Okay, hold on. 8 times 3 is 24?
Okay.
And then 25, 26, 27, 28, 29. There's 30. There's 30.
There's 30 of them.
But we're not going to go through all of them. I'm just going to name them off. And if you think it matters, then we'll dive into the category and then pick all the winners.
Okay, sure. Sure. Sounds good. All righty then. So let's kick it off.
Best esports team.
Okay.
Do you care?
No.
Okay, I don't care either. Best esports host.
No.
I actually don't care about that.
No.
Best esports game.
Esports game.
I think we care about that one.
Okay. Let's do it.
As this loads. All right. So, for best esports game.
Yes.
We have Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Yes.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Okay.
Fortnite.
Yeah.
League of Legends.
Okay.
And Valorant.
What's the first one? Call of Duty?
Call of Duty Modern Warfare.
Okay.
Counter-Strike Global Offensive.
Okay.
Fortnite, League of Legends, Valorant. I know what I'm voting for.
I haven't been really keeping up with the scenes.
With the esports scenes?
Yeah.
I'm voting for Valorant.
Valorant seems like a good choice. It does.
Yeah. Because when they say Call of Duty,
yeah,
I don't know if they include Warzone in that.
I'm gonna pick. That's why I'm picking Call of Duty.
Okay.
Because I think that if Warzone's in there, then I gotta pick that.
Yeah. Well, I'm over Fortnite. Fortnite's basically a concert venue at this point.
What about League?
League of Legends Season 10 was trash.
Okay.
It was garbage.
If you say so. All right.
All they added were new dragons. And even that wasn't great.
Okay.
After this, let's go back to all categories.
All categories.
Why does the webpage have a loading screen?
I don't know.
Oh my god, it doesn't even load up. Give me the grid view, homie. Alright, after that we have best esports event.
What?
I don't care about that.
Okay.
Best esports coach.
What? What?
Best esports athlete.
What? No.
Best debut game.
Okay, yeah. Best debut.
Best debut.
The best debut. All
right.
Yeah, all right. Best debut.
Loading. Yeah. Loading. Best debut game.
Yeah.
The nominees are...
Yes.
Carry On.
Okay, yeah.
The one where you're like a monster in a science facility.
Yeah.
Mortal Shell. Raji, an ancient epic. Roki. I don't know how that's pronounced because it's got an umlaut over the O.
Huh.
And Phasmophobia. Phasmophobia is that first-person horror game where you play as a team. You're in the, I think you're in the truck or whatever.
Okay.
Do you know any of these games?
No. I don't know any of this shit.
Damn, homie.
What was the first one?
Let me go back. Carrion.
That's what I'm playing. That's what I'm playing.
I'm going to go with Phasmophobia.
Phasmophobia. Okay. Whatever.
That one's a wash.
Yeah, whatever, man.
After that, we have Content Creator of the Year.
What? Excuse me?
Yeah, you know video games. Content Creator of the Year.
No.
Okay. Best Multiplayer.
Okay, yeah, here we go. That one matters. Best Multiplayer, you say, yeah?
Yes. Okay. Best Multiplayer.
We
have... Animal Crossing New Horizons.
Okay.
Among Us.
Ooh.
Call of Duty Warzone.
Okay.
Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout.
Ooh.
And Valorant.
Ooh.
This one's a toughie. Yeah. You want me to go through it again?
No, I know choice. I'm deciding between two.
Is it Among Us and Fall Guys?
No, it's Among Us and Call of Duty.
Ooh, okay.
It's gotta be Among Us, right?
Among Us, like, it has the same amount of hype that Fall Guys did. It's just that Fall Guys came out after it, so it kind of sucked all the Fall Guys hype.
Okay, no, I gotta pick Among Us.
Damn it. I don't want to double up, but...
But you gotta.
Among Us has become such a cultural thing at this point.
Yeah, that's why. Like, you can't ignore it.
Yeah, it's got to be Among Us.
Yeah, okay.
After that, we have Best Sports / Racing Game.
What?
Do you care about that?
Sure, why not?
I'm just going to... Anything that's a game, I'm going to open up the tab. This one just says best family.
Oh, no.
But here, best sports one.
Okay.
We got Dirt 5.
Okay.
We got Formula 2020.
Okay.
We got FIFA 2001. We got NBA 2K21.
Okay.
And we got Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 1 and 2.
Tony Hawk's, really?
It's a sports game, homie. They do sports. Sports and racing.
I'm only going to pick F1 because I got it. Wait, do you say Dirt, which one, 5?
Dirt 5.
I'm going to pick Dirt 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm picking Tony Hawk.
I knew you would.
Picking Mr. Hawk.
I know.
After that is Best Sim and Strategy Game.
Best Sim Strat?
Yeah. Okay. We got Crusader Kings 3.
Oh.
Desperados 3. I never heard of that one.
Okay.
Gears Tactics.
Okay.
XCOM Chimera Squad. And Microsoft Flight Simulator.
Yo, gotta be the Micro Flight Sim.
It's gotta be Microsoft Flight Simulator. Yeah. I don't know. It's gotta be.
Yeah. Okay.
This category is just called Best Family, but what I assume they mean is Best Family Game.
Okay.
You want to do this one?
Sure.
Animal Crossing.
Okay.
Crash Bandicoot 4.
Okay.
Fall Guys.
Okay.
Mario Kart Live Home Circuit with the RC cars.
Okay.
Minecraft Dungeons.
Okay.
And Paper Mario the Origami King.
Fall Guys.
I'm going Animal Crossing.
AAC?
I'm going AAC.
Okay. I guess that makes sense. People love that shit. Best fighting game.
I think someone like just stopped.
With the game?
Yeah, with the game.
Best portion. Sports.
Best sport.
Yeah. Best fighting.
Yeah, next up we got best fighting game.
Okay.
We got Granblue Fantasy Versus.
Okay.
We got Mortal Kombat 11 Ultimate.
Okay.
Street Fighter V Championship Edition.
Okay.
One Punch Man, a hero nobody knows.
Nope.
And Under Night In Birth EXE : late open square bracket CL-R close square bracket.
That's the one.
Under Night?
Under Night.
Going Under Night?
Yeah.
That's... that's a good game. That's a good game. But Street Fighter just got good.
Oh, just because you got into Street Fighter.
I know. Street Fighter... You know what, though? I think I'm going to go... Where's the coin? Do I have a coin? Can I flip a coin?
You got the app?
No, I left them in the car!
You got that coin app?
I don't got any coins on. I'm going to go with... It's between Granblue and Undernight.
Okay. Between the anime games.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to go with Granblue.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Granblue.
Okay.
What should be One Punch Man?
I know. That's ridiculous. Okay.
Next up is Best Role Playing.
Best RPG?
No, just Best Role Playing.
Oh.
No game. Okay. Just RP. Best RP.
Okay.
We have Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Okay.
Genshin Impact.
Oh.
Persona 5 Royal.
Okay.
Wasteland 2.
Okay.
And Yakuza Like a Dragon.
Oh, interesting. I pick Final Fantasy 7 R.
I will remind you that Yakuza Like a Dragon has a move where you call up a crawfish on a cell phone and it rains crawfish.
I will remind you that Final Fantasy Remake literally is a remake.
True. Well, apparently it's not a remake.
You gotta play the game,
my friend. Yeah, I guess I gotta play the original. So. I got to that snake and I got stuck and I just don't know what to do.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII is probably gonna win, but I want to. You know what? I'm gonna go with Genshin Impact.
Wow.
I'm gonna go with Gacha.
You barely play this game, right?
I've never played it.
Okay.
I've never played either of those two. I was gonna pick
Genshin Impact. I'm surprised.
I've played is Persona 5 The Royal, but I don't think the game added enough to where it would win a new game category.
Yeah, okay.
Persona 5 The Royal, so good. It is very, very good.
Okay.
Next one, best action / adventure.
Action, okay.
Assassin's Creed Valhalla.
Okay.
Ghosts of Tsushima.
Okay.
Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Oh.
Ori and the Will of the Wisps.
Okay.
Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
Oh, that does count.
Yeah. And Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, okay.
I'm going Last of Us.
The Last of Us. 2?
Yeah. Are you going with Weebs of Tsushima?
Yeah, it's gotta be.
Weebs of Tsushima.
I gotta go with Sakura Petals of the Rising Sun.
You're making haikus?
Yeah. Oh,
all right.
Not Genshin, but Ghost.
Genshin Impact. Not even in the category. Yeah. So that was that last one, best action slash adventure.
Yeah.
Now this one is separate. This one is just called best action.
Excuse me? But these are all the shooters.
Best action.
These are all the shooters. All
right. We got Doom Eternal.
Thought so.
We got Hades.
Okay.
We got Half-Life Alyx.
Yeah.
Neo 2 and Streets of Rage 4. The one I've played, or the two I've played, one of them has very good action and one of them has very methodical action.
Okay.
And I think I got to pick Doom Eternal.
Doom Eternal?
Because the action in that game is nuts.
I'm going to go with that VR Half-Life.
VR? Okay. All right. Interesting. Interesting.
I know, like, only the super privileged could play it.
Yeah.
But the super privileged were impressed.
It's going to be Streets of Rage 4. Watch. Yeah, we both lose.
Yeah.
All right. The next one is Innovations in Accessibility.
What?
Do any of us care about...
Is this like you put in the best colorblind options?
Yeah, or like you have the best controller, I guess. Here, let me look at the nominees before we get there. Because like, none of us are in a position where we would need any of this.
Yeah, like, wait, what? No, 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 no.
It doesn't even explain what is the accessibility portion. It just has games.
Okay. I don't like this.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to skip that. I'm going to skip it. Next is VR AR, or best VR AR?
We could try. I mean, we don't really have
any. Yeah, we don't have the expertise on that.
Yeah.
Best community support?
No.
Yeah, these VR games are. It's probably Half-Life Alyx, but we're not gonna go for that.
Okay.
Best community support, or recognizing a game for outstanding community support, transparency, responsiveness.
No!
Inclusive of social media activity and game updates.
No.
All right. Best mobile game.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, baby. You're just gonna best indie is probably, and best ongoing is probably.
Okay. All that.
Best mobile game. Among Us.
Okay.
Call of Duty Mobile.
Okay.
Genshin Impact. Legends of Runeterra.
Okay.
Pokemon Cafe Mix.
Ooh. That last one, though.
I played that on the Switch. It's not bad.
No, it's Among Us.
Hmm.
Genshin Impact had me for a second, but
yeah. But no. My thing was like Legends of Runeterra is a pretty good card game.
Yeah, but no one's playing that.
I was playing it for a bit.
Yeah. Are you now?
No, school got busy.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I want to play something else.
You know, people in school are playing
Among Us. Probably. They're probably playing Among Us. Or they're stealing their parents' credit card for Genshin Impact roles.
Yeah, man.
You know what? Yeah, it's probably Among Us. It's okay. Probably Among Us. I gotta double up on that one. Best indie game. Carry On. Fall Guys. Hades. Spelunky 2. And Spiritfarer.
Eh?
Spiritfarer.
That doesn't matter. I picked Hades.
You picked Hades? Interesting, interesting. I hate it when you don't.
Just do it. Agree that I'm
it.
Just do it.
Do it.
Do it.
Ugh. Spelunky 2 came out pretty...
No one cares about Spelunky 2.
It's gotta be Hades. It's gotta be Hades.
Yes. Yes.
Best ongoing game.
Okay.
So these are games that are old but have continued support. Apex Legends.
Yeah.
Destiny 2.
Yeah.
Call of Duty Warzone.
Uh-huh.
Fortnite. No Man's Sky. Oh, the CAD. The CAD of Duty. Yeah. Damn, son.
CAD
of Duty. Warzone.
I'm putting like it all on Call of Duty this year.
For this one? Call of Duty was always popular. But Apex Legends came back into popularity because how good their shit was. I'm going to go with Apex.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Apex.
Apexy.
We're going to spice it up.
Okay.
After that, so best ongoing games for impact. Do you remember what this one was?
I don't know. This is like one of those, like, this one, this is like, this game was an experience.
This game was art.
And it spoke to my soul.
Yeah, it told me what I needed to know about myself that I didn't know about myself.
It reached its tongue down into my throat.
Oh! A thought-provoking game with pro-social meaning or message. We know none of these games.
Okay, get out of here.
All right, skipping that. Best performance.
Oh, like a voice actor.
Like or motion face acting.
Oh, okay, sure.
Ashley Johnson as Ellie in The Last of Us.
Okay.
Laura Bailey as Abby in The Last of Us.
Okay.
Daisuke Tsuji as Jin Sakai from Ghost of Tsushima.
Okay.
Logan Cunningham as Hades.
Okay.
From Hades.
Okay.
And Nadji Jeter as Miles Morales from the Spider-Man game. I feel like
it's got to be Miles.
Miles?
Yeah. I haven't even heard this game, but I'm going to go with Miles.
I'm going to go...
Yo, you know it's got to be the ghost. Yo, that true Japanese authenticity.
What, of just stoicism? Like, there's not much range in
that.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Laura Bailey as Abby.
Okay, Abby.
Best audio design.
Oh. Okay.
Recognizing the best in audio and sound design.
Okay, sure.
Who got Doom the best Eternal.
Exposed? Okay, yeah, yeah.
Half-Life Alyx.
Okay.
Ghosts of Tsushima.
Okay.
Resident Evil 3. The Last of Us Part 2.
I'm going to go with Doom.
That's a good choice because I was probably going to go with it. The only other one I could think of is Ghosts.
Yeah, but I haven't heard that game enough.
Heard it's all that, like... dynamic sound and the wind and shit.
Yeah, I know it's good. I know. But it's just that when I'm watching my PC builds,
yeah,
everyone's like benchmarking Doom. So that's all I hear.
Oh. And they got some really good sound design in that game. Did you notice when you take out like the beholders or whatever, the fucking floating eyeball guys?
Yeah.
When you do a glory kill on them, it's like a balloon when you pull out their eye. It's like a balloon rubbing on something.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of comical stuff in there that's really good. Yeah, I'm going to go with Doom.
Okay.
I'm going to go with Doom. Best score and or music.
Okay.
Doom Eternal.
Yep.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Yep.
Hades.
Yep.
Ori Will of the Wisp.
Okay.
And The Last of Us Part II.
Okay.
I'm going to go here. I haven't heard. I'm not going to go with Doom, actually.
Okay.
Because compared to the first game, the music in that in Doom Eternal kind of sucks.
Okay.
But Hades sounds good all the time. The music in The Last of Us Part II sucks. I'm going with Final Fantasy on this.
Same.
Oh no, we're doubling up. We're doubling up. Best art direction.
Oh.
For outstanding creative and or technical achievement in artistic design and animation.
Okay. Genshin Impact.
FF7 Remake. Genshin Impact is not in the list.
Okay.
FF7 Remake, Ghost of Tsushima,
it's Ghosts,
Hades, Ori and the Will of the Wisps, or The Last of Us?
I pick Ghosts.
I'm going Hades.
Hades.
Hades looks beautiful.
Yeah, but Ghost of Tsushima's got those Sakura petals.
It's got wind and shit.
And wind and shit.
It's got wind and shit, dog. Best narrative for outstanding storytelling and narrative.
I have no dog in this fight.
In a game, we have 13 Sentinels, Aegis Rim, the new Vanillaware game.
Okay.
Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghosts, Hades, The Last of Us Part II.
Narrative?
Narrative.
Okay, I'll play The Last of Us.
Yeah, I have no... I thought... It's voted on by critics, though.
Okay.
I'm going with the Dark Horse. I'm going with 13 Sentinels.
13 Sentinels?
I'm putting 13 Sentinels in there.
Wow, okay.
Best Game Direction.
Best Direction.
Creative Vision and Innovative in Game Direction and Design. Final Fantasy VII Remake. Ghosts. Hades, Half-Life Alyx, Last of Us Part 2.
Oh, God, this is tough.
Game direction. I might have to go with Ghosts on this.
You going Ghosts? Ghosts.
Because the rest of them are pretty standard.
What were the ones?
Final Fantasy VII Remake, Ghost of Tsushima, Hades, Half-Life Alyx, The Last of Us Part 2.
Well, you know what? I'll put it into Final Fantasy. Why not?
All right. And the biggie, last one.
Game of the year?
The one that counts.
Yeah.
Game of the year.
Okay.
We have Doom Eternal.
Yeah.
Final Fantasy VII Remake.
Okay.
Ghosts of Tsushima.
Yeah.
Hades.
Yeah.
Animal Crossing New Horizons.
How?
And The Last of Us Part 2.
Okay. I'm going, you know, I remember, like, when Ghost of Tsushima was first revealed, we shit on it.
Yeah.
So it would be incredibly awful if that wins it.
because it shouldn't. It shouldn't win it. Like, from everything I've heard about that game is that it's, hey, we made anime Assassin's Creed.
And that's why it will win it.
Oh, my God. This is a gamble. This is a gamble.
Gamble hard, my friend.
Gamble, gamble. I might have to go with Animal Crossing New Horizon.
Are you serious?
I'm kind of metagaming it here. Like, my favorite game so far on this list is Doom.
Okay.
But that's not going to win it.
No.
And this whole vote is not what we think should win. It's what we think other people think should win.
Yes. I'll tell you right now, I think it's down to Ghosts and Final Fantasy.
It can't be Final Fantasy. There's no way. There's no way.
Because what's the other one on there? Last of Us?
The Last of Us 2, Animal Crossing, Hades, Ghosts, Final Fantasy, and Doom.
Okay, yeah. Because without Miles Morales and Valhalla on there, it's got to be Ghosts.
I'm going with Animal Crossing.
Oh, my God. I'm going
with Animal Crossing.
You just gave up the crown
this year. No, I think I got it. I think I got it.
You gave up the crown.
I think I got it.
I'm pretty sure you gave up the crown.
No, no way. This is it. This is the one.
So I know all these count as 1 point. What did we say Game of the Year counts as?
I don't know if we... I don't remember.
I couldn't remember if it was 2 or 5.
I think it maybe counted more if we were tied.
Oh, okay. Like on count back?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Okay.
I guess we could go back to 2018 and find out.
I don't know.
But if someone listening knows...
Please write in.
Yeah, please write in.
What are the rules that we specified?
Yeah, we forgot.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
And what was the part with where if we win on a double pick, we both get 1 point, or is it 0 points?
If we both win?
Yeah.
It doesn't really matter. It
doesn't matter? Yeah. Okay, that's fair.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if Game of the Year is like a multiplier?
That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm saying.
No. Like, if I have 10 points and you have 11 points,
we
both pick Ghosts,
yeah,
but it's a multiplier, so your score multiplies by 1.5, but you're at 11.
Yeah. What does it matter? I'm already ahead.
No, I guess, yeah, it doesn't matter. Yeah. This is why I don't do math, all right? This is why I don't do math.
Yeah.
Okay. That's all right, it. Then. I just don't remember. Yeah, I got to figure out what Game of the Year was worth.
I think it was worth 2.
Is it worth 2?
I want to say it's worth 2.
All right. Let's
5 seems like a really big number.
Yeah. Yeah, especially because we're not doing all of the categories.
Yeah. So I'm pretty sure it's worth 2. So we'll just say it's worth 2.
Yeah, we'll say it's worth 2. We'll say it's worth 2. Just put like brackets, 2.
There.
Done.
Done.
Perfect.
Okay, cool.
We got the spreadsheet. We're up.
We're locked in.
Hopefully by then, so one of our listeners wrote in before being like, when are you gonna do like a Twitch stream?
Yeah,
I'm hoping for this one we can try out a Twitch stream.
So okay.
Because I've been looking up, like, I've been thinking of like different ideas of how to do it. Like, I think we would need both our mics. Like, I would have to have like the Blue Yeti here for the stream, but then you'd have this for the audio here.
Okay,
but other than that, I think it should be fine. Hopefully we can do that.
Sounds good.
No promises.
Okay,
that's a show.
Jose, see ya. Bye. Later. Bye.